In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Here's a little bit of trivia for you this morning. Once something has been dedicated to the worship of God, that is the only thing that it can be used for. There is, in fact, if you know a church is closed and sold, it has to be de-blessed or desecrated, but not in the sense of, you know, doing something bad, but made desacral. It's what happened to the old chapel at Holy Cross Hospital down in Salt Lake. You know, all the altars were taken out, all of the statues were removed. It would have been better if we could have removed the stained glass too, because of some of the things it's been put to use for since. But you know, that's what happens. And with regards to, you know, sacred vestments, they are, you know, once they are no longer usable, they need to be burnt. Things which can't be burnt, you bury in a place where they can't be found. But they cannot be used for other things. Like, you don't take the vestments and go, oh, well, I'll use these for costumes for the school. I once heard of a church in this diocese in the 1970s when it was, quote-unquote, renovated. Oh, what they did to that place. They took the pastor at the time actually gave the vestments to the high school drama department. Horrible thing to do. You don't do that. They cannot be sold on eBay. Well, that happens too. You know, I've rescued several vestments and other vessels off of eBay because people who didn't know any better sold them. You don't know where they're going to end up. And why is this important? Because they're used for the most important thing that we do, the worship of God. And they cannot be used for anything else, and specifically things which would be desecration in the strict sense of the word, where they wouldn't be used for good things, like by occultists and things like that. When the children of Israel were taken into exile in Babylon, as a token and a sign of their capture and their subjugation by the Babylonians, the vessels were taken from the temple in Jerusalem and they were put into the treasury of the king's temple in Babylon. And this was not to desecrate them, but rather to show that the Babylonians had conquered the Jews. It was a tangible sign that what made the Jewish people special, their relationship with God, was in the hands of the Babylonians. And Nebuchadnezzar was very smart in never having them used for anything else. It was just, I'm in charge. His son wasn't smart. You know, how often in history you'll see this as someone who's very bright and it comes to power and he does a great job, and then his kid, oh, not so good. That's why, you know, people get all upset about people having a lot of money and saying we should tax it away in inheritance taxes. Don't worry, they'll take care of it eventually. Within two or three generations, usually all the money's gone. You want a proof of that? Look at my family history. You know, there's a lot of people, you know, we had money at one time, not there anymore. So Belshazzar is having a big party, and he wants to show just how important he is. So, I'm king, I can do whatever I want. Bring the vessels from the Temple of Jerusalem and we'll use them for our party. Bad move, because he had desecrated the sacred vessels. And because of this great sin, God, who had handed the children of Israel over to his father, tore down his kingdom. You have the handwriting on the wall. That's where that term comes from. The hand appears and it writes the sentence of destruction upon the wall of the king's palace. Mene, mene, tekel, peres. God has numbered your kingdom and put it to an end. Tekel, you have been weighed on the scales and been found wanting. Peres, your kingdom will be divided and given over to the Medes and the Persians. And that is exactly what happened. That very night, Babylon was invaded and conquered by the Medes. not a good thing. We need to remember that no matter how important we are, whether on the global scale or on the local scale or within our families or even within your own house, the God is still more important, and that any kind of authority which we have is given to us by God, and God can take that authority away from us, and we should use whatever he gives us for his glory and to fulfill his commandments, namely, love God above all things and our neighbors as ourselves. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.